they could easily injure you, not even meaning to, but they're very gentle. And they're very sensitive creatures. And I personally think they're the most intelligent life forms on the planet.
Hello, virtuous viewers, and welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Today, we present the conclusion of our two-part program featuring the renowned animal rights and environmental advocate, Captain Paul Watson, legendary guardian of sea life and a true superhero. Captain Watson, the vegan founder and president of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, has, over the past three decades, commanded more than 200 voyages, each with the mission to protect, defend, and conserve our world's marine animals.
I think a lot of animals have this intuitive ability that most humans have lost a long time ago. For instance, if you're diving on a coral reef and you've got a spear gun in your hand, the fish will keep their distance. They know what that is. But if you're diving with a camera in your hand, they will come right up to you. So they know what your intentions are. For instance, when a dolphin looks at you, he's seen more than just your physical form. His echolocation looks right through your body, can see your blood moving in your veins, can see your lungs. That's why they'll try to rescue people who are drowning. They can see the water getting into the lungs. So it's almost like they can tell if anybody's being dishonest or if they're afraid of them or whatever. They can sense that far more than we can because they can literally see the workings of the internal organs.
In addition to their sensitivity, cetaceans are born geniuses.
They have the largest and most complex and most evolved brains on the planet. There's no doubt about that. The human brain is 1,300 cubic centimeters, but the orca is a 6,000 cubic centimeter brain. The sperm whale, the largest brain they've ever evolved, is a 9,000 cubic centimeter brain. I believe that all animals are intelligent. And to me, the key to intelligence is the ability to live in harmony with the natural world. And by that criteria, humans are not that intelligent. One of the problems with people is that we associate intelligence with technology. If it doesn't have tools, it's not smart. We don't understand non-manipulative intelligence, the intelligence displayed by dolphins, whales, elephants, for instance, bears, all very incredibly intelligent. Why does a whale need a telephone when it can transmit over 1,000 miles underwater? I believe that whales actually have the ability to transmit visual images between each other. Their communication skills are vastly superior to ours. The number of actual components of humpback whale language, about 2 million on that, putting it together. We're spending billions of dollars searching through space for extraterrestrial life when there is intelligent life on this planet that we could be communicating with, and we're not. Scientists just go absolutely giddy at the possibility of finding bacteria on the moon Europa, but we're wiping out so many species at the same time here. Why are we so obsessed with something that's beyond our atmosphere and we ignore what's going on here?
The current surge of species extinctions on land and sea has been referred to as the anthropogenic period because, unlike the past five mass extinctions, one of which caused the last of the dinosaurs to disappear, the ongoing one is driven by human actions, pollution from industrial activity, hunting, fishing, and animal agriculture are ongoing threats to biodiversity.
Large drag trawlers, bottom trawlers, midwater trawlers, long lines, drift nets. That kind of technology is something that fish, for instance, cannot just keep up with. We're taking the fish out of the ocean far, far faster than they're able to reproduce. We have removed about 90% of the fishes from the oceans. And we're taking 70 to 90 million sharks alone. Right now, we're in what the anthropologist Richard Leakey described as the world's sixth major extinction event. That means that between the year 2000 and the year 2065, we will lose more species of plants and animals to extinction than we've lost in the last 65.2 million years since the end of the Jurassic period. And we will be responsible for that. And, of course, we could be on that list.
Another tragic consequence of humanity's abuse of the ecosphere can be seen in the growing frequency of whale and dolphin strandings on beaches across our world.
I think we're having a lot of whale and dolphin strandings for the simple reason that it's a very painful death for a whale or a dolphin to drown. It takes a long time. And when they're afflicted with a problem, they ground themselves and die on the beach. And a lot of that can be caused from pollution or from sonar testing. A lot of the U.S. Navy sonar testing literally bursts the eardrums of these animals, which takes away their guidance systems too. But you're going to see more and more of this as the oceans become more compromised with sonic and waste pollution.
Do you think they also have a message through this to humans?
Well, I think they're certainly telling us that what we're doing to the oceans is not healthy. The ocean is the pump that keeps it all going as far as regulating climate, providing food, providing oxygen. 80% of the oxygen is produced by phytoplankton in the oceans. And most people just take it for granted. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. What's this got to do with me? Well, it's got a lot to do with everybody because the survival of the oceans means their own survival.
For the courageous and compassionate endeavors of Captain Paul Watson and all the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society volunteers to save endangered ocean life, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent Captain Watson a letter of special thanks and donated $50,000 to his organization to further these efforts.
So this is a letter from the Supreme Master Ching Hai, and it reads, "Respected Captain Watson, we wish to humbly salute and thank the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society for its daring feats of courage and for your extraordinary acts of bravery, selflessly roaming the oceans to protect and preserve our precious yet vulnerable marine life. Thanks to your amazing efforts, the Japanese government has announced that it will stop its whale hunt henceforth and for the foreseeable future, to the exuberant cheers of whale lovers and conservationists worldwide. Every year, Sea Shepherd ships, manned by vegan crews, track the whalers to prevent the needless, insensitive slaughter of innocent creatures. Using creative, nonviolent methods, your volunteers risk life and limb to prevent the killings. Such bold and committed work has earned the support of governments, including Australia, Chile, and France, as well as many groups and individuals. Your fearless persistence, along with resolute strength in risking your own safety, and an unwavering love for the marine animals, has saved not only hundreds of gentle whales, but also countless of other innocents from danger. In defending marine wildlife and their habitats, you are preserving the Earth's life support system and thus protecting us all, present and future generations alike. May heaven bless the Sea Shepherd's vision of a day when a complete and permanent ban on whaling, and indeed the end of any killing of animals, is enacted throughout the world. For your fearless sacrifices, for the strength of mind and fortitude in the face of danger, for your spirit, concern, and tenacity, and your compassionate commitment to all life, we hereby applaud and salute the heroic, courageous deeds of ecologists and environmental champions, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and legendary leader Captain Paul Watson. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai."
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Well, thank you very much. Yes, this make a big difference. I mean, these ships that we have are very, very expensive to run, but they get the job done, and it's certainly worth everything that we can put into them to keep them running.
In addition, Captain Watson received several gifts, including a selection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs, as well as her newest books, From Crisis to Peace and The Love of Centuries.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to say to Supreme Master Ching Hai that the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, our officers, our crew, our supporters, our advisors and directors are all very, very appreciative for this support and for the recognition of what Sea Shepherd is doing on the high seas. We're proud of the fact that we're a vegan vessel. And in fact, I think we're probably the only vegan expedition that's ever gone to the Southern Oceans, to the South Pole. And so we're very much proud to be associated with a philosophy that promotes this kind of kindness and regard and respect for other life forms on this planet. I think that her promotion of veganism is one of the healthiest things, really, because this really is the key to changing our attitude towards animals and able to survive on this planet, really.
Do you have a message to our viewers?
We have to understand that we have an intimate connection with our oceans, and that if the oceans die, we die. And if we want to survive and leave a legacy to our children's children's children, then the best way to do that is to preserve and protect and defend biodiversity in our oceans.
After our interview with Captain Watson, he announced on May 12, 2011, the Sea Shepherd's intentions to protect the nearly extinct bluefin tuna off the coast of Libya by monitoring activities in the region in accordance with a European Union fishing moratorium there. In response, on May 17, 2011, Supreme Master Ching Hai again donated $20,000 in added support to this noble work. Captain Paul Watson, we deeply appreciate your unwavering resolve to safeguard all marine beings, as well as your promotion of the benevolent vegan diet. May all Sea Shepherd ships be protected by heaven wherever they sail. For more details on the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, please visit www.seashepherd.org. Perceptive viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May the vast oceans and the lives they sustain forever bejewel our Earth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.